Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
All right, let's do this on a Tuesday night. We bring you more high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio, and we're back in the Twin Valley League as Centralia comes calling Detroit to take on the Trojans in a double-dip showdown. Good evening, Brandon Tamman, joined by Chance Link back in studio. Appreciate his hard work keeping us locked in and on the air as we get you set for the first of two tonight here across the MSC Sports Radio Network between Troy and Centralia. Well, for Centralia, pretty simple. They're up to number two this week in Class 1A Division 1 after they won the TVL tournament this past weekend. They are still undefeated at 10-0. They'll get a Troy team tonight that is coming off a seventh-place finish at the TVL tournament. They beat Axtell in that seventh-place game. Centralia wins over Donovan West and Valley Heights in the semis and championship game to win the tournament here in 2022. But a lot to get to, two games, short amount of time. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this one tonight for the girls' contest. And let's start with the Road Dogs in Centralia. Panthers head coach Roger Holthouse will go like this. Lena Haverkamp, our reigning athlete of the week, the 5'5 junior in the backcourt. Also joining her, Jaden Wells, a 5'6 junior. And then the Dieters, Avery and Owen. Avery the 5'8 senior, Owen the 5'8 freshman. And then Abby Flinty is a 5'5 senior in the backcourt as well. So again, for Roger Holthouse and Co., it is Lena Haverkamp, Jaden Wells, Avery Dieters, Owen Dieters, and Abby Flinty for the Lady Trojans of Troy. Head coach Derek Jasper, year number 25 at the helm. They are 5-7, and they go like this. Abby Parks, a 5'7 senior. Avery Euler, also in the backcourt, a 5'3 senior. Claire Winder is a 5'2 senior, Peyton Ingeman, a 5'3 junior, and then Reagan Hill is a 5'3 senior. So again, for the Trojans, it's going to be Parks, Euler, Winder, Ingeman, and Hill. Centralia, the road team, all black uniforms. Trojans, the home team, all white uniforms. Troy has Trojans across the front of the jersey tops. Panthers have Centralia across the center of the jersey tops. First meeting between these two this season, actually the lone meeting between these two here in 2022. We're going to step aside here for 2 minutes, a pause for the national anthem. When we come back, the starting lineups coming up next here on Kansaland Radio.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Ring in 2022 with the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadsticks for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Centralia and Troy, first of two tonight. Girls contest, and then the boys will follow. Game presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Centralia, all black uniforms. Trojans, all white. Panthers will go right to left. Trojans from left to right. The tip-off up and controlled by the home team Trojans. And left to right they go, and we're underway here for our first of two inside the TVL this evening. Here's Winder, top of the key, right side. It goes to Ingeman in the corner. Gets a ball screen at the wing. Beautiful feed. Euler inside. Layup for two. Avery Euler, good start for the Trojans. Easy bucket at the rim and a 2-0 lead. First possession for Centralia. Here's Avery Dieter, short corner left, quickly in a double team. Now backs into the corner, spinning away from two defenders. Gets it off to Haverkamp. Now Owen Dieters, top of the key. Rifles one inside to her sister Avery for two. Owen to Avery. Good combination. Avery ties the game at 2-2, 45 seconds in. So each team with a good offensive possession to start the ball game. Here's Reagan Hill, top of the key. Right side it goes to Parks, into the corner with Ingeman. Gets Euler on a cut, stops at the block, and is called for a travel. First turnover of the night by Troy. 2-2 ball game. We've played a minute. Centralia up to number two this week from number three in the latest KBCA rankings. Still undefeated at 10-0. They beat 2A number two Valley Heights in the championship game Saturday. There's a missed shot inside, and then a rebound by Avery, and a second chance opportunity no good, and then a scrum after a second miss. And we'll get a jump ball possession arrow. We'll keep it with Centralia. This is Owen Dieters, left side of her own backboard to throw it in. Over the top it goes to Abby Flinty. Steps aside, will fire a deep three. Just barely grazed the rim, out of bounds underneath. And it will go back to Troy. A 2-2 ball game, 6:35 left in this first quarter. Panthers will show pressure here in the full courts. It's Euler bouncing one in, knocked out of bounds by Flinty. Good defense on Ingeman. And Troy will try it again, just moving to the far corner of the floor to throw it in. Euler gets it into Hill, quickly turns into a double team, but spins out of it. Far sideline, head of steam, getting by multiple defenders. 2-on-1 break, Park shot no good underneath. And then a rebound underneath that's ripped away, and a steal by Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters at the top of the key. Now Jaden Wells along two. Off the rim, no good. Haverkamp the rebound. And her shot is blocked at the rim, chasing it out. And then a travel's going to be called. The official certainly letting them play here early. We'll see how consistent it'll stay throughout the night. But a lot of contact inside here in the first few minutes. And still no fouls on the board. Still a 2-2 tie, 2 minutes in. And then a carry's going to be called on Reagan Hill as she was bringing it up the floor, crossing over on Owen Dieters. So now three turnovers by Troy. Again, just roughly 2 minutes into the ball game. Trojans are 5-7. They're 3-2 in TBL play as we're back post-midseason tournament. Centralia team right now controlling their destiny. Valley Heights, of course, in Hanover right towards the top as well. There's another loose ball inside the paint, and the jump ball will give it back to Troy. So the second turnover by the Panthers will give it back to the Trojans at 5:40 left here, first quarter. Still a 2-2 tie. Euler the bucket for the Trojans, and Avery Dieters the basket for Centralia. Now Centralia forcing a steal right out the inbounds. Now Flinty left side, and then she's called for a double dribble. Now seven combined turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes of this game. Now Troy will try it again. Ingeman receives the pass near sideline up the floor. Had it knocked out of bounds by Owen Dieters. Trojans will keep it underneath. Two very well-experienced coaches for these two teams. Derek Jasper, year 25. Roger Holthaus, year 13. Nice entry pass inside. Shot up no good, but a foul. Our first foul of the game comes at 5:23 left here in the first. It goes against Avery Dieters. And free throws coming up for Troy. And this will be Abby Parks, the 5'7 senior. Parks first is good. So finally get off the 2-2 tie. Trojans leading now 3-2. The Centralia defense, good all year. They've given up just 30 points per game. Basically, winning margin per game is 24. Parks hits the second, giving the Trojans a 4-2 lead. Here's Haverkamp, top of the key, open for three, and she got it. From downtown, Lena Haverkamp, her first baskets, and that gives Centralia now a 5-4 lead. Coming up on 3 minutes in. Left side of the floor, Reagan Hill now from downtown. That one's no good from the left corner, but Euler gets a rebound and then misses. And then Haverkamp gets that miss. Here's Haverkamp to Owen Dieters. Steps in front of the free throw line, kicks left. Abby Flinty turns down an open three, now curls in the paint all the way, lays it up for two. Turns down a good shot for a great shot. Abby Flinty, the three-year starter, and now Flinty comes away with a steal. 7-4 Centralia, 4.5 minutes left, first quarter. Here's Flinty inside, had it knocked away by Ingeman and a steal by Euler. And now Troy trying to get up the floor in transition. Too much mustard on that pass, and it's thrown away. 5 turnovers now by each team here in the quarter. Exactly 4:20 left in this opening frame. Centralia by 3, it's 7-4. Here's Haverkamp, reigning athlete of the week. She had 17 in the semifinal win against Donovan West and hit the game-winning 3 to beat Valley Heights in the championship game on Saturday night. Tatum Kramer in the game now for Centralia, the freshman who had a couple of good games throughout the tournament as well off the bench. Speaking of Kramer, thought about it, turned it down. Now Flinty sets from a straight-on 3. This one no good. And Euler the rebound underneath for Troy. She wants to go coast-to-coast. Ingeman receiving a pass from Euler in transition, and she puts it up and in. Peyton Ingeman, the 5'3 junior, gets it back to within 1. It's 7-6 Centralia. Kramer, a long 2, right corner. That one's too strong. And a rebound for Abby Parks and the Trojans. Chance to take the lead at 3:25 left here in the first. Here's Ingeman, left side pass to Euler. Holds it high above her head, has the dribble. Not using it, now does one time. Parks top of the key. Ingeman, a 3 for the lead, short. And a rebound for Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters, left side, wants to drive baseline, cut off by Ingeman, and now she's called for a travel. So both teams a little sluggish in terms of turnovers here in the early going. Right now, 6 by Centralia, 5 by Troy, and now Troy wants to take a timeout, unable to get the ball in because of the Centralia pressure. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Centralia 7 and Troy 6. We do got some other TBL teams in action tonight. Outside of Centralia, here at Troy, also Clifton Clyde at home tonight, welcoming in Lynn. Frankfort traveling to Onega, also Washington County. They are at Hanover. And then Blue Valley is in a non-league game tonight against Wakefield. A few other tournaments going on here mid-season on the girls' side. Hiawatha Invitational, first-round games underway tonight. Jackson Heights against J.C. Harmon. Hiawatha takes on St. Mary's. And then Atchison taking on ACCHS right now in that first round. Also, Jeff West and Nemaha Central both at the Top Gun tournament in Wellsville getting going tonight as well. So out of the timeout, Trojans with it, down 7-6. Ingeman gets it off the hill, left side. Works it towards the top of the key, now stops between the rings out high. Right side on the wing, it's Parks, top of the key to Euler. Left side pass to Hill. Over the top, pass inside, intercepted by Avery Dieters. Read it like a defensive back on a quarterback. Beautiful pass up the floor to Haverkamp, and then her shot is blocked by Abby Parks. Good defense in transition on the 5'7 senior. Still 7-6 Centralia. Here's a long 2 on the way that's no good, but a backside rebound collected by Hill. Resetting for now Euler in the corner. She wants to go baseline on Haverkamp. Had it knocked out of bounds, and the Trojans keep it. Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 junior, now checking in for Troy, taking the spot of Euler. Got 2:19 left first quarter. 7-6, Centralia by one. Trojans with it underneath their own bucket. Ingeman on the wing, right back in the corner to Hill for three. Got it. Reagan Hill from downtown. Makes it 9-7, Troy. There's just over 2 minutes left here in the first. Kramer, short corner right. Cut off baseline. They go inside to Avery Dieters. Her shot is blocked. Tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Centralia. So it goes back to Troy. Now with a 9-7 lead, 2:01 left here, first quarter. Here is Parks, gets it into Hill. Quickly up the floor, and just too much out of bounds, looking for Winder. And another turnover by Troy, gives it back to Centralia with 1:57 left here in the first. Here is Lena Haverkamp. Right down the center of the pipe. Now angles right, stopping on the wing, keeping the dribble, pointing at Kramer to set a ball screen. She'll spin, kicks back out. Kramer along two, left it short, rebound Troy. Bodies hit the floor, whistle and a foul. Kramer picks this one up for Centralia, her first, team second. And Jaden Wells will check back in for Kramer, who just picked up her first. 1:39 left first quarter, 9-7 Troy. They have the basketball. Here's Winder, splits two defenders, but had it knocked away by Wells and then a steal. Here's Owen Dieters all the way up the floor, stomps on the block, turning on a double team, gets it back to Wells, top of the key to Flinty, will bounce it right side to Avery Dieters in the corner. Now free throw line, Haverkamp for two, too strong, and tipped at the free throw line, and Ingeman comes away with it for Troy. And then she had it knocked away from behind by Haverkamp and out of bounds. So the Trojans keep it with a two-point lead, 9-7. 1:12 left here, first quarter. Side outs, Parks to throw it in. Looking, gets it into the corner. Now Parks gets it back. Left wing three, in and out, no good. But a rebound by Pierce, and she puts it up and in. Second chance opportunity, Jaya Pierce off the bench for two. 4-point Troy lead at 11-7, under a minute to go. Wells, left side pass. Flinty, left wing three. Too strong. Battle for the rebound underneath by Winder, and then she's going to be called for a travel. So with 49.8 seconds to go here in the quarter, Centralia gets it back down four, 11-7. Owen Dieters to throw it in. Haverkamp, right corner. Now Flinty, top of the key. Hesitates. Now gets a ball screen from Wells. Pulls up from 10. Nearly banked it in. No good. And a rebound for Troy. It's Winder again. 35 seconds and counting. First quarter. Troy 11. Centralia 7. Here's Winder. Guarded by Wells. Top of the key. Now Ingeman up top. Had it knocked away into the backcourt by Flinty. Flinty's going to come away with it. And then she's going to draw the foul in transition. At 22.8 seconds to go. Flinty to the line to shoot two. First Troy foul, they'll get Ingeman with that one, so Flinty to shoot two. 56% free throw shooter is the 5'5 senior Abby Flinty. As a team, Centralia 60%. And Flinty good on the first. She's got three here in the quarter. That's the lead for Troy, now 11-8. Just under 23 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Here's Flinty. Second, it's good as well. So she's perfect, two for two. She has four. Makes it 11-9 with 20 seconds to go. Troy with it and the two-point lead. Here's Ingeman. Top of the key it goes. This is Allie Franken, who's checked in, a 5'5 freshman. Here's Hill, another three. No good. Rebound for Avery Dieters. 5 seconds to go. She works it up the floor. Now 3 seconds. Right side to Flinty. Deep three. This is good if it goes, and it's left short. And that's the end of the first quarter. So Troy hanging tough with the number two ranked team in 1A D1 after 8 minutes. The home Trojans leading Centralia 11-9. We step aside for a quick timeout. Back for more in just a minute here on Kansas Land Radio.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
How does identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death and dismemberment insurance, roadside assistance, and more for only $5 a month sound to you? Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Ask us about adding Advantage Benefits Program to your GN Bank account today. It provides you with an advocate to guide you through the needed steps to restore your identity if your credit cards or identity gets compromised. Ask today about adding Advantage Benefits to your account for only $5 a month. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
And one quarter is in the books. Centralia trailing here at Troy, 11-9. Panthers with the ball to start quarter two. Abby Flinty, four, leading Centralia. And five players have scored for Troy, so balance in the first quarter. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, turns down a three, gets it off to Flinty, left side. Flinty to Avery, over the top pass inside to Wells, had it knocked away, and a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll give it back to the Trojans. Now seven turnovers here in the first half by Centralia. Here's Ingeman up the floor. It is Allie Franken, right side. Now to Euler, top of the key, Ingeman. Gets by Haverkamp, floater no good, rebound for Centralia. Chance to tie or take the lead, 35 seconds into the second quarter. 11-9 is the score. Here's Haverkamp, top of the key. Works it inside. Nice bounce pass to Wells. Lost it underneath and then ripped away by Euler. Here's Hill. And she's going to be called in transition with a carry. Again, turnovers piling up for both teams here in the first half. Now Centralia gets it back. Flinty in the right corner. Skips it here left wing. It's Haverkamp. Wide open for three. Got it. Alina Haverkamp. Two threes and 6 points. Panthers back in front now. 12-11. We've played a minute plus here in the second quarter. Here's Euler. Right side pass. This is Pierce along two. It's an air ball. But saved by Ingeman. But they said she was on the baseline and out of bounds. The Panthers get it back up one, 6:39 until halftime. Abby Parks will check back in, replacing Pierce for the Trojans. We've got Dieters times two, Haverkamp, Wells, and Plenty, the starters on the floor for the Panthers. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key to Haverkamp, right side to Plenty on the wing. Works it inside the paint, split a defender, got inside, kicked it off her own knee and out of bounds. And it's a turnover by Centralia. Now Tatum Kramer is going to check in for Flinty after another Centralia turnover. Centralia 12, Troy 11, 6:25 until halftime. Here's Ingeman. Right down the middle of the floor, goes left with it with Franken. Now Euler, left corner three, too strong. And a rebound for Centralia. Avery Dieters ripping that one away, and then a whistle and a foul. This will be on Troy. They'll get Parks with this one, her first, team second. Again, both teams with just two fouls called in this first half. Officials letting them play. Here's Owen Dieters to Kramer, left corner. Now swung all the way to Haverkamp in the right corner. Thought about a baseline drive. Instead, Kramer at the left elbow. She'll pull from there. Too strong. And a rebound right side of the rim. And a turnover and a layup for two by Haverkamp. Makes it 14-11 and then a whistle. I think we're going to get a timeout by Troy. A 14-11 Centralia three-point lead. 5:42 left here in the first half. We'll step aside. We'll take a break. We'll have more right after this here on Kansaland Radio.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Chance Lincoln Studio, I'm Brandon Tamman from Troy High School. Girls contest has 5:42 left until halftime. Centralia leading Troy 14-11. Alina Haverkamp, 8 points, leading all scores. There's a tip pass on the inbounds and another steal by Centralia. And now Avery Dieter's lost the handle, and Troy's going to get it back. And now Troy losing it in the backcourt with Ingeman, and the layup is good by Owen Dieter's. First basket for Owen makes it 16-11. Centralia by 5, 5:25 left here until half. Here's Hill. Steps into a deep three, in and out, no good, tipped out of bounds, Centralia ball. Here's Flinty back into the game for Centralia, taking the spot of Jaden Wells. Troy with a two-point lead at the end of one, they led it to 11-9. It's a 7-0 run for Centralia here to start the second quarter, now leading 16-11. Here's Haverkamp, bouncing it to Kramer, short 10-foot J, short. Battle for the rebound underneath, and Owen Dieter is able to keep it alive. She's backed into the left corner. Now it's Kramer right side on the wing. Finds Flinty inside. Avery Dieter is able to spin away from a double team after avoiding a steal. And we get a whistle and a foul on Troy on the floor. We'll get Ingeman with her second. That'll bring up Allie Franken as Ingeman now with two fouls. Trojan team foul number three. 4:52 until halftime, 16-11, Centralia by 5. Here's Avery Dieters to Flinty, top of the key now Owen for 3, got it. Owen Dieters from downtown, she scored the last 5, and that's now a 10-0 run to start the second quarter for Centralia. After being down 11-9, they lead it 19-11. Euler to throw it in and threw it right into Kramer. Another steal. Avery Dieters to Flinty, drives in, kicks out to Kramer. Short corner right. Two-point shot is short. A whistle and a foul, and I think we get Centralia on the rebound attempt. It's going to be called for their third foul. And it will be Avery Dieters, her second. Roger Holthaus confirming 2 on Avery, so going to bring Jaden Wells to the table. Not quite to the halfway point here in the second quarter. It's a 8-point lead for Centralia, 19-11. They're on a 10-0 run. Here's Euler left side, puts it on the dribble, splits a double team, difficult shot, no good, tipped, and Abby Flinty will work it up the floor in transition. Now stops left wing. Kramer left corner. Now Owen Dieters high left, puts it on the dribble. Now Haverkamp top of the key, works around a screen, drives, falls into Euler, and a whistle and a foul against Troy. They will get Reagan Hill with this one, her first, team fourth. Pierce and Ingeman both check back in for Euler and Winder. Got 3:44 until halftime. 19-11 Centralia. They're on a 10-0 run. They have the ball. Haverkamp left side. Another three. Got it again. Lena Haverkamp from downtown. She's got 11, matching the Troy total. 22-11 Centralia. 3.5 minutes until halftime. Here's Ingeman. Top of the key. Good look for three. Not there. Battle for the rebound underneath. Then a foul against Troy. They get Parks with her second, team foul number 5. Hey, Owen, right here. 13-0 run here in the second quarter by Centralia. They lead it 22-11 as we approach the three-minute countdown here until halftime. Here's Jaden Wells, left elbow, spinning away from some contact. Now Flinty short corner. Curls top of the key. Owen now gets it. Back to Haverkamp. Heat check, left corner three, not there this time. And a rebound chased into the corner and then out of bounds. And it'll go to Troy. Panthers continuing to show pressure in the full court. Parks to throw it in. Gets it off to Ingeman. Far sideline, she takes off. Now a nice pass for Franken. Layup missed and tipped underneath, and Flinty has it. Haverkamp left side to Kramer in the corner. Over the head pass to Owen Dieters, right side. Now Flinty top of the key. Haverkamp left side, puts it on the dribble, gets to the free throw line to Wells. She stands on the wing, now skips it to Kramer. Short corner shot left side, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and another whistle and another foul. I think this one on Troy on the rebound attempt. They get Jaya Pierce with her first team foul, number six. So the rest of the half, Centralia will be in the bonus. Owen Dieters to throw it in, bouncing it to Kramer. Top of the key to Haverkamp, left side to Flinty. Ball fakes, gets in the lane, split two defenders, whistle, and a travel is going to be called. Five turnovers in the quarter by Centralia, now 11 in the first half. 2:19 until halftime, 22-11, Centralia by 11. They're on a 13-0 run. Nice pass, Hill. Pierce inside, shot up no good, but a foul. So a chance to stop the 13-0 run. The foul is on Jaden Wells, her first, team fourth. So Pierce at the line, 5'9 junior. And the free throw is perfect. She's got three here in the first half. Makes it 22-12. Centralia's lead is 10. 2:13 until halftime. Second is up and rims in there. Troy now 4-for-4 at the line as a team. 4 points by Pierce makes it 22-13 Centralia. And there's a pass inside by Flinty. Nowhere to be found was anybody. And a Troy steal. 2 minutes to go here in the second. 22-13 Centralia. Here's Franken, top of the key, works it left. Now Pierce, a tough shot. It's an air ball. And Haverkamp will box out, let it go out of bounds. Back to Centralia with 1:48 left. Tori Kuckelman, 5'6 sophomore, is checking in for the Panthers, taking the spot of Jaden Wells. Here's Owen Dieters across the timeline. Near side pass to Kramer. Toss to Kuckelman, left corner. She'll fire a three, and right off the bench, Tori Kuckelman from downtown. Makes it 25-13. Under a minute and a half left here in the quarter. Euler, hard drive, and an offensive foul. What a minute by Kuckelman. Comes right off the bench, drills a three, and then takes a charge. Euler picks up the fouler first. And team foul number seven. Under 1:20 to go. Here's Owen Dieters. Angles left. Gets all the way to the baseline. Picks up on two defenders. Spinning from a double team and then swings a pass to Kramer. Right side. Short corner. Doubled as well. Now into the right corner with Flinty. Kicks it back to Kramer. Now Haverkamp at the free throw line. Nice ball fake. Steadies. Fires a shot and it rattles in. 13 in the first half for Alina Haverkamp. Makes it 27-13 Centralia. We're at 50 seconds to go. Here's Ingeman right side on the wing, working towards the top of the key. Left side it goes to Hill. Now Franken top of the key. Down to 32 seconds left. See if they want to control the pace here for this final 30 seconds and work for the final shot. Continue with perimeter passing Down to 20 seconds. Engelman says, why not for three. Rattled one in. Big shot. Peyton Engelman. She's got five. Makes it 27-16. Now 12 seconds to go. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key. Looks up at the clock. Sees 7 seconds. Here's a deep three. Good. Owen Dieters from downtown. She's got eight. Makes it 30-16 as we hit halftime. An opportunity for Troy, just didn't get up the floor in the last couple of seconds. Halftime is here. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. And if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Girls game at halftime. It's Centralia 30 and Troy 16. Back in a moment here on Candleland Radio.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, trees and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime is here. Girls contest, Centralia and Troy from Troy. And it's the Panthers with a dominant second quarter as they lead it 30-16. At the half, Troy jumped out to an 11-9 lead in the first quarter, but Centralia started the second quarter on a 13-0 run and outscored Troy 21-5 in that second quarter to take a 30-16 lead here at halftime. Lena Haberkamp, our reigning athlete of the week, was very solid once again. 13 first-half points to lead all scores. Owen Dieters chipped in with eight, Abby Flinty with four, Tori Kuckelman with three, and then Avery Dieters with 2 points to go along with four rebounds. For the Trojans, it's balanced as well, but just not as many. Peyton Engelman with five, Jaya Pierce with four. They got three from Reagan Hill, and then two apiece by Abby Parks and Avery Euler. Trojans had 15 turnovers, Centralia had 12. Trojans hold the rebound advantage at 12-11, and both teams were perfect at the line. Trojans were 4-for-4. Centralia was 2-for-2. Centralia 30, Troy 16 at the half. Another timeout. We'll continue after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, Give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Continuing here at halftime in the girls' game, Centralia in control, 30-16 here at Troy. Second game of our doubleheader will be two of the top-tier teams in the TVL, as Centralia, also coming off the TVL tournament title win over the weekend, entered the rankings this week in the KBCA at number 7 in 1A Division 1. Panthers, an 8-game winning streak after starting 0-2. They sit at 8-2, and again in the rankings this week. Troy has been in the rankings a couple of times this year as well, but not in the latest rankings this week. They took 4th place at the TVL tournament, losing to Hanover in the semis and then Frankfurt in the 3rd place game. The Trojans right now sit at 8-4. They have not lost a league game to this point. So this is a very big game coming down the latter stretch of the season for both of these teams in the TVL. That will follow our girls broadcast tonight between 8-2 Centralia and 8-4 Troy. We'll step aside for one more 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half, as it's the Centralia girls leading here at Troy 30-16. Again, one final 2-minute timeout. We're back right after this on Kansaland Radio.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Getting ready to start the second half here of the girls' game. Centralia in control, leading by 14, 30-16. Third quarter just getting ready to go. And again, our halftime coverage, of course, always brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Tamman with you from Troy High School. Chance Link back in our studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Centralia a little tardy out of the locker room, but back on the floor and ready to go. It looks like both teams going to ride with their starters to begin the second half. Switching sides, it will be Centralia going now from left to right. Panthers with the lead and the ball in the third quarter now underway. Here's Flinty right side on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Avery Dieters now. They want to set up Owen up top for three. Nice ball fake. Wants to drive. Cut off by Ingeman. Gets baseline. Tips into the corner. And out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. 30-16 is their lead. Just getting going in the second half. Over the top pass to Avery Dieters for three. Left it way short. Battle for the rebound. On the backside, though, is brought down by Haverkamp, keeping it alive. So a second chance opportunity. Owen, nice kick. Flinty fakes, gets to the elbow, turns towards the corner, and a three-second call. So after all that, a turnover. Now Troy will get an opportunity 30 seconds into the third. They were outscored 21-5 in the second quarter after leading by two at the end of one. Left side pass to Ingeman on the wing. Girls in the lane, left her feet, shot up no good, foul on the floor. It's Jaden Wells who picks up her second and the first foul on either team in the second half. Hill to throw it in. Parks a short J. No good. Whistle. And I think we're going to get an offensive foul on a screen on the inbounds pass. They'll get Ingeman with this one, and that's her third. And the first Troy foul here in the second half. So that's a big foul. Ingeman, 5 points in the game. Ingeman had a 27 spot in a win against Onega a few weeks back. Certainly a big-time scorer on the floor when she's out there. Here's Owen Dieters to Flinty at the free throw line. Angles right, stops on a dime, spins. Now Avery Dieters finds Wells on a cut, and the two is up and good. Nicely done by Jaden Wells, and she's in the books with her first basket. Makes it a double-up lead at 32-16. Down to 6:40 left here in the third. Here's Winder in the right corner. Lost it. Out of bounds. And last touch, though, by Centralia. So Troy keeps. Now down 16. And now a whistle and a timeout by Troy. See if it's a 30 or a full. It is a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So Centralia undefeated up to number 2 and 1A D1 this week. Coming off that TBL tournament title victory on Saturday against Valley Heights in an absolute thrilling ball game. Troy got 7th in the tournament this year. They beat Axtell in their final game 39-37. And Troy went 2-2 in the tournament last week. Lena Haverkamp leading all scorers with 13. Owen Dieters has 8. Peyton Ingeman leading Troy with 5. So the Trojans out of the timeout with the ball down 16, early portions of the third. Here's Hill back to Ingeman. Thought about a deep three, turns it down. Now Winder top of the key. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Now surveys the defense and directs traffic with the left hand. Hill backing out. Top of the key, Wells with good defense, knocked it away. And Parks able to dive for it, but the ball is still now knocked all the way into the backcourt and then thrown up to Parks, and she keeps it alive Might have gotten away with a walk, but somehow Troy able to keep that possession. Euler for two, short, and a rebound for Avery Dieters. Avery Dieters has been quiet, just 2 points, but she has 5 rebounds. Here's Flinty, spins in the lane, dumps it off to Avery Dieters, working inside, layup good. Right when I said Avery Dieters has been quiet, she muscles it in there for two and makes it 34-16, Centralia. 5:42 left, and now Owen Dieters is going to come away with a steal. Wants to get it up to Haverkamp in transition, layup, spins out, no good. But Haverkamp gets her own miss and puts it up and in. 15 for Lena Haverkamp, and 5 boards as well, continuing her hot stretch. It's now a 20-point Centralia lead at 36-16. We got 5:20 left here in the third. Here's Ingeman right side on the wing, looking for Euler inside. Lost it out of bounds and a turnover. Here's Franken back into the game for Troy. Ingeman is out. Panthers get it back in a 20-point lead at 36-16. Panthers dominant since the start of the second quarter. Here's Flinty, left side on the wing. Top of the key to Avery Dieters. Right side pass to Haverkamp on the wing. Now Owen at the free throw line, and she's called for a travel. Second turnover of the half. 14th in the game by Centralia. They average only 10 turnovers per game. They've turned it over 14 times already tonight, but yet they still lead it by 20. Tatum Kramer is going to come back in for Centralia. Wells will take a breather. So from the far sideline, Trojans will throw it in. Still dealing with the full court pressure by Centralia. They get it up to Hill. In transition, wants to go coast to coast, and they're going to get her for a push-off on Kramer, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Hill picks up her second. Team foul number two. Panthers get it back, leading 36-16. 4:50 left here in the third. Derek Jasper, head coach for Troy, just kind of throws his hands in the air, just not agreeing with the call. Avery Dieters inside on the block, spins inside, left side. Now Kramer along two, got it. Nothing but net for the freshman, Tatum Kramer. She's in the books. And they're going to get a delay of game call as Avery Dieters touched the ball as it went through the net. So the official, I mean, there wasn't much to it. She wasn't pushing it away, but official decides to let her know to not do it again. The bucket by Kramer makes it 38-16 Centralia with 4.5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Hill, top of the key. Now Euler has it there. Right side to Franken. Now Winder, a deep range three. Too strong. Rebound Centralia. Avery Dieters up the floor to Flinty. Throws it right off the knee of Euler in transition, but somehow Haverkamp able to come up with it, and then she had it knocked away. And a steal by Troy. Euler has it. Hits it up the floor. Hill right side, short corner pass to Franken. That one is stolen away. A good read there by Abby Flinty to come away with that one. Kramer inside, Avery Dieters. Nice bounce pass to Flinty. Gets by a defender and lays it up for two, and Roger Holthouse wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. It's all Centralia, 3:42 left, third quarter. They lead it 40-16 here at Troy. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Starting to get a few final scores from the girls' contest tonight. We got one TBL final. Frankfurt, monster win over Onega, 62-17. Frankfurt moves to 8-4. Onega, they dropped to 2-9. Also, the Hiawatha Invitational in the first round there, ACCHS and Atchison. It was ACCHS, a big win, 50-35. So a couple of finals. Continue to kind of monitor the other scores from tonight's action. Out of the timeout, Troy with the ball. It's Franken right side. Gets it off to Hill, who wants to step in for a three, and she got it. Reagan Hill, her second triple. She's got six, makes it 40-19 Centralia. Owen Dieters for three, swish. Nobody called her as she was bringing it up the floor. Miscommunication on defense, and she stepped right into a right wing three, and it was nothing but net. Owen now with 11. Makes it 43-19 Centralia. We're down to 3:14 left in the third. Looking for Hill. Baseball pass all the way up the floor, but saved, and then a steal. Here's Avery Dieters up the floor. Kramer, left corner. Now Haverkamp, free throw line, deep two. No good. Tipped in the air. Ingham in the rebound for Troy. Still in the backcourt. Has to get it across the timeline. Finally does to Hill. High right. Now angles left, back towards the top of the key. Crossing over back towards the corner. Bodies hit the floor. Whistle and a foul. Not sure how you can call a push on someone who was pushed over. But they'll get Owen Dieters with a foul here after she was ran over. They called a push on her. But for Owen, just her first. And team foul number two here in the second half. Trojans will have it side out. All Centralia so far, 43-19. Down to 2:45 left here in the third. Here's Winder. Spins away, now backing out to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Now to Parks in the corner. Winder gets it back. Now Hill resets in between the rings out high. Here's Ingeman. Left wing. Guarded by Kramer, steps in for a two, partially blocked, rebound Centralia. Avery Dieters wants to get it up the floor. Haverkamp in transition, layup good. How about another 17 spot for Lena Haverkamp? Makes it 45-19 as we come up on the final 2 minutes here in the third. Here is Winder, left side pass to Parks, into the corner now with Ingeman, guarded by Kramer, gets a ball screen. Owen Dieters with a near steal, but Hill hands it off to Euler, curls, and a wild shot's no good inside, and another rebound for Avery Dieters. Haverkamp caught in a double team, and then she's knocked down and a steal. So Troy gets it back. Ingeman works it across the timeline. Angles left. Now goes back right. Runs right into Owen Dieters. Good man-to-man defense there by Dieters. She tripped. Now Ingeman has it knocked away, but gets it off now into the corner. Parks a long two from there. That is too strong, but Euler gets the rebound. A shot up no good. And then a foul after Owen Dieters collected the miss. And they will get Parks for her third. And Derek Jasper arguing for a call there. Certainly they have let him play for the majority of the night. Now getting a little frustrating. Here's Kuckelman back into the game for three. This one no good. And then Wells gets the rebound. And then Ingeman ties her up. The possession arrow will give it back to Troy. We got a minute left here in the third. It's a 45-19 Centralia lead. Here's Hill, head of steam near sideline. Gets it into the right corner with Winder. Winder picks it up after two dribbles. Now Euler inside. And a whistle and a foul. So Euler was pushed inside. Should be on the floor. They'll get Wells with her third. And team foul number three. They get it into Parks. Parks, a whistle, and a double dribble. Again, both these teams have had issues tonight with turnovers. And now 21 in the game by Troy. Flinty comes back in, replacing Wells. So Kuckelman, Flinty, Kramer, and then Avery and Owen Dieter's on the floor. 45 seconds left, third quarter. It's a 45-19 Centralia lead. They have the ball here in the half court. Kuckelman bouncing it inside on the block to Avery. Wants to turn baseline. Lost it off her foot. Kept it from going out of bounds. Now trying to fight through a double team. Gets it off to Flinty. Now Kramer left side on the wing. Top of the key to Kuckelman. Turns down a three. Goes left. Now Flinty. Now to 22 seconds left in the quarter. Owen Dieter's pull up Jay, and she's fouled. Got her from about 10 feet out. And Derek Jasper with a sarcastic giggle. As Winder picks up her first, team foul number four. And now Owen Dieter's will shoot free throws. 11 points tonight, 3 rebounds. First opportunity for her at the stripe. First free throw rattles in there. She's a 52% foul shooter. And averaging 19 points per game. Playing at a first-team all-league caliber level this season. She misses the second, and Hill in the floor now. Transition for Troy. Ingeman inside, missed an open layup, and then out of bounds underneath. It was picked up by Kramer, and then threw it off Ingeman's foot, but they're going to say that Kramer was out, so it will be Troy's ball. So we're down to 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Troy will have an opportunity. Here's Ingeman, down to 7. Right side for Hill, deep 3. That's good. 3 seconds to go. She's got 9. Flinty, no shot in time, and that's the end of the third. It's still all Centralia, 46-22 after three quarters. Back in a moment for the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
A 46-22 lead for Centralia as we start the fourth quarter. Some other scores rolling in. The Holton girls victorious tonight. Big 7 league action over Riverside. 44-38, that final score coming in. As Centralia with the ball to start the fourth quarter. And the 24-point lead. Here's Flinty, spins inside. Difficult shot through traffic is no good, and a rebound for Euler. Here's Hill inside, out of Parks, puts up a difficult shot, no good, tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Troy. 7:22 left in the ball game. Centralia, a 46-22 lead. They outscored Troy 16-6 in the third. They have continued to build this lead since the start of the second quarter. Here's Euler inside, shot up no good, and a foul. They will get Owen Dieter's with this one. That is her second, and team foul number 4. Avery Euler at the line. Rather quiet tonight. 2 points, 3 rebounds. And the first one by the 5'3 senior is in there. Makes it 46-23. Second one up and in for Euler as well. So she goes 2 for 2. She's got 4, and it's 46-24 Centralia. Here's Wells at the free throw line. Pulls up too strong. And a rebound knocked away. And Troy has it. Here's Hill up the floor. Right side pass. Ingeman open for three. Too strong. And a rebound for Flinty. Hill slow to get back up the floor. Haverkamp, baseline, Jay, shot, no good. Might have been partially blocked, but a rebound by Avery Dieters. And her shot is no good, but she is fouled and will go to the line. Euler picks it up her second, team fifth. So Avery Dieters will shoot two. 68% free throw shooter this season. Just 4 points tonight, but she has 9 rebounds. Came in averaging roughly 14-7 per game. First free throw up and good. So 5 in the game. Well, the 4-year starter, Avery Dieters, averaged a near double-double a season ago. Second one on the way. Second buried as well. So she goes 2 for 2. She's got 6. Makes it 48-24 Centralia with 6:40 left in the game. Here's Ingeman, right side pass to Parks on the wing. Holds it high. Now top of the key it goes. In between the rings out high. Ingeman left side, guarded by Flinty. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Wants a ball screen. Hill spins into Owen Dieters. Gets it off to Parks. Ingeman on a cut. Layup good. Nicely done that possession by Troy. An easy bucket for Ingeman, who now has 7. 48-26 Centralia. Avery Dieters off to her sister Owen inside. Layup no good. And then Owen's going to be called for a foul going over the back. That'll be 3 on Owen Dieters. And team foul number 5. Both teams now 5 team fouls here in the second half. Coming up on the final 6 minutes of the ball game, Centralia has dominated this game since the start of the second quarter. They opened the second on a 13-0 run. They have not looked back. There's a missed 3 by Winder and a rebound for Haverkamp, who's posting another strong evening. Here's Owen Dieters, baseline left. Gets it off to Wells, but Wells lost control, but Lena Haverkamp able to run that one down. She'll step into a long 2, and that one is good. 19 in the game by Lena Haverkamp. Makes it 50-26 Centralia, under 5.5 minutes to go. Here is Hill, right side, dancing towards the wing. Gets it off to Euler there. Euler holds it high. They want to set up Parks, top of the key. Left side pass, it goes to Hill. Now they set up Ingeman. Deep 3, straight on. Too strong. Rebound Centralia. That was a good run play, just unable to finish. Flinty wraps a pass around to Wells, and the layup is good. Flinty with an iced assist. Wells now with 4. Makes it 52-26, under 5 minutes to go. Here is Hill, bouncing it to Euler. Nice little backdoor cut. Ingeman, though, missed the layup. Trying to fight for the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul as Ingeman goes tumbling over Avery Dieters. And Ingeman will pick up her 4th. As multiple subs, Kramer and Kuckelman back in for Centralia. A fresh 5 for Troy. And a lot of young players coming in. So at 52-26. Also, Haley Doman checking in for Centralia. Basically getting some younger players involved as, again, this game is all Centralia. 52-26 coming up on 4.5 minutes left in the game. Owen Dieters, left side, Doman, who just checked in, had it knocked away, but right into the hands of Owen Dieters. Anna Fleek is in the game. Also, Pierce back in. Avery Dieters inside, no good. Gets her own miss, and then she's fouled and will shoot 2. They get Pierce with her 2nd, team foul number 7. Also, Carly Grable, a 5'9 sophomore, is in. Mentioned Fleek. As the first free throw is off the mark by Avery Dieters. And then Franken also in the game for Troy. Second free throw is good this time. So Avery goes 1 for 2. She's got 7 in the game. And both Dieters are going to come out with 4:22 left in a 53-26 Centralia lead. A chance for both teams to get some younger players some experience here down the stretch. So this is Allie Franken, a 5'5 freshman, left side to Fleetka Jr. Top of the key, it goes to Grable. Grable right side pass to Franken, who fires up a long two. And it hits off the rim three times, no good. And a rebound for Centralia brought in by Isabel Haverkamp, who's now in the game. Here's Kramer, left side it goes. That's Kuckelman. Kuckelman wants to drive baseline, runs right into Pierce. Good defense there by Troy. Now Kramer swings it back right side to Doman. Fires a long two, might have been partially blocked. And a whistle and out of bounds on the baseline was Carly Grable, so it'll go back to Centralia, down to 3:45 left. Panthers in control, 53-26. Kramer gets it inside. Another shot that's partially blocked. Battle for the rebound being chased out near midcourt. And Kramer comes away with that one. He'll get another opportunity. Kramer over the top pass to Doman. A deep three is good. Haley Doman, a 5'5 senior, knocks in a triple. Makes it 56-26 with 3:22 left. It should be a running clock for the rest of the ball game as we have touched a 30-point margin. Here's Grable, right side pass to Franken. Top of the key to Keeley Jasper, who's also in the game. Want to go inside, turnaround shot by Pierce, no good. Battle for the rebound inside, brought down by Franken, and then she's fouled. And we'll shoot two, but again, clock will run the rest of the way. Kuckelman the foul, her first, team sixth. And Franken will shoot two. And the first is up and in for Allie Franken, who's on the board with her first point tonight. Second is in and out, no good. And a rebound for Centralia. 56-27. Centralia in control, down to 2:15 left, running clock the rest of the way. Panthers will move to 11-0. Troy set to drop to 5-8. There's a turnover by Centralia. Here comes Franken up the floor. Left the layup short. Battle for the rebound underneath, and a whistle and a travel is going to be called on Isabel Haverkamp. So Troy gets it back, under 1:50 left. Clock continues to move. Jasper to throw it in. Now Fleek, high right. Gets it off to Franken. Drives, layup good. Allie Franken, her first field goal. She's got three, makes it 56-29 with now 90 seconds to go. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Troy. Centralia keeps. This will be Kuckelman to throw it in. Launches one in. And collected by Bergman. And now here's a deep three that's banked in. Kinsey Niehuis, the freshman. Good opportunity for these players. Gets it back to 30, 59-29. That three is no good, and the ball's going to ricochet out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Now down to 50 seconds. It's going to be a big win here for Centralia tonight. After Troy played a really good first quarter, had a two-point lead, but Centralia opened the second quarter on a 13-0 run, and they have not looked back. Here's a long two. That's up and good by Allie Franken. Had a nice little stretch down the way. With 30 seconds to go, she has five. 59-31. So Centralia can run out the clock. 20 seconds to go. They lead it 59-31. That one's deflected out of bounds. It'll go back to Troy. 10 seconds to go. Again, clock running here. 3 seconds left. Deep three by Franken. No good. Rebound Centralia, and that's going to do it. A big-time performance by Centralia tonight, and they win another one, 59-31, as they stay undefeated now improving to 11-0. And for the Trojans, they drop to 5-8 after the loss this evening. Again, 59-31 Centralia. Post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post game next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Regina at the main bank at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon Tadman, and also joined by Chance Link back in his studio as the girls' game has gone final. We had a running clock the final couple minutes as Centralia had built it to a 30-point lead, and they beat Troy 59-31 as the Panthers improved to 11-0. Trojans drop to 5-8. Let's get you the final numbers before we step aside for a quick break. Also got our player of the game coming up in just a moment as well. But for Centralia, another monster night for the 5'5 junior guard, Lena Haverkamp, a reigning athlete of the week after 17 in a semifinal game and the game winner on Saturday against Valley Heights at the TVL tournament. She comes right back, 19 points to lead all scores. She had 6 rebounds as well. Owen Dieters also in double figures. She had 12 points with 3 rebounds, 7 by Avery Dieters, and 10 rebounds to go along with that. So a near double-double on the 5'8 seniors. Some scoring as well from some younger players that got into the game late. Jaden Wells had 4, 3 by Haley Doman. Kinsey Niehuis had 3. Tori Kuckelman had 3. Tatum Kramer also had 2 as well. For the Trojans, they were led in scoring by Reagan Hill, 9 points on 3 threes. Peyton Ingeman had 7. They got 5 from Allie Franken, 4 by Avery Euler and Jaya Pierce, and then they also got 2 from Abby Parks. Both teams struggled with turnovers. Troy had 22. Centralia had 20. Centralia had the definite rebound advantage at 30-18. Both teams shot 8 free throws. Troy hit 7 of 8. Centralia hit 6 out of 8 free throws. Again, the final score, Panthers victorious 59-31 here at Troy, staying unbeaten at 11-0. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services is at bankwithfarmers.com. Well, from reigning athlete of the week to our Farmers State Bank player of the game, Lena Haverkamp continuing her dominant stretch as she led all scorers with 19 in this one, 13 of which in the first half. She had 6 rebounds as well, and she was just consistent across the board offensively. So 19 points and 6 rebounds from Lena Haverkamp makes her our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit BanquetFarmers.com. So, again, that's going to wrap up our first of two broadcasts as we're going to send it back to the studios for just a little bit, and then we'll come back here in about 10 or so minutes to get you set for the boys' contest between Centralia and Troy. So, again, the girls' final, one final time, Centralia 59, Troy 31. We'll send it back to the studios for about 10 minutes, and then we'll talk to you in just a moment. Stick around. Our boys' contest is coming up in just a little bit. Hang tight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, and door.